That tonight,
esta noche?
You want to go there to that sacred, holy place with him.
Esta noche ese lugar sagrado.
He has a promise. We have a promise.
Promesa. Tenemos una promesa. Nos ha dado una promesa. Que nos encontrará ahí.
Heavenly Father, what more could we ask for?
Padre Celestial, ¿qué podemos pedir?
What more could we desire?
¿Qué más deseo?
What more could we love?
¿Qué más podemos amar?
Than you?
Que tú.
Than being with you?
Y estar contigo.
Not so much more than just thought.
No tanto en pensamiento.
But in reality,
pero en realidad,
our soul connects with your spirit.
Nuestro alma conectando con tu espíritu.
Your spirit reaching down,
tu espíritu alcanzando,
out in that seventh dimension,
de esa séptima dimensión,
that most holy place,
el lugar más santo,
to touch our hearts,
para tocar nuestros corazones,
to somehow,
de alguna manera,
reach way down to our minds, the human spirit,
nuestras mentes, nuestro espíritu humano,
touch that eternal part,
toca esa parte eterna,
and say, hey, there's a part of you beyond this world,
hay una parte de ti más allá de este mundo,
beyond this realm, beyond what you see,
más allá de lo
beyond
que
what
ves,
you feel,
de lo que sientes,
beyond what you are hearing in this realm,
de lo que tú estás escuchando en esta realidad.
And I'd like to take you,
me gustaría tomarte,
to that place where you can see the reality of it.
Ese lugar donde puedes tú ver la realidad.
Lord, this world binds us.
Este mundo nos detiene.
But only at temporary times.
Pero solo por tiempos temporales.
And only for temporary things.
Y solo por cosas temporales.
Because you call beyond that.
Porque tú nos has llamado más allá de
eso. You call beyond and over that. And
más allá de eso.
Somehow, what you do,
de alguna manera, lo que
breaks
tú haces,
all the barriers of this realm,
rompe todas estas barreras de
tears
esta realidad,
them down,
las tira,
breaks the walls,
rompe las leyes.
And we hear Father as child say, come to me.
Y escuchamos Padre como hijos,
oh,
ven
ye
a
that
mí.
Labor and are heavy laden,
aquellos que están trabajados y cansados.
And he says, learn of me.
Aprendan de mí, dice.
So I bridged these two realms for you.
So he roto estas dos realidades para ti.
I know the pain of this one.
Yo sé el dolor de este.
I know the hurts. I know the rejection.
Yo sé las dolores,
I know
los
physical pain. I know
dolor
emotional
físico,
pain.
Emocional dolor.
I know it all.
Lo sé todo.
But learn of me.
Aprende de mí.
Because I have overcome this one.
Yo vencí este.
To bring you with me to that one.
Para traerte conmigo a
ese. Oh, let these things be a reality as even tonight, Father.
Una realidad.
So much more
tanto
than a church service.
Que un servicio de iglesia.
Grant it, Father. We ask in Jesus' name.
Padre, lo pedimos en el
bring
nombre
glory
de Jesús.
To yourself.
Trae gloria a ti mismo.
Amen. God bless you.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Dios te bendiga.
God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Still have
todavía tenemos
people up in Canada and different places. Okay.
Gente en Canadá y lugares diferentes.
John 17.
Juan 17.
And this is where we were getting into.
Y esto es donde and hemos entrado.
We entitled this last week.
Titulamos esta semana pasada.
What? The gift of recognition.
El don de reconocimiento.
Now,
ahora,
John 17.
Juan 17.
You know how much time we've spent there over the years.
A través de los años, usted sabe todo el tiempo que hemos pasado aquí.
But sort of that place in Scripture.
Es el lugar en la Escritura.
It's that place with his disciples.
Con los discípulos.
It's that place with me and you.
Es el lugar con usted y
conmigo. Where he takes us from one place
donde
to another.
Nos toma de un lugar a otro.
So, if you would like, when you're testifying,
cuando usted está testificando,
to people out in the world,
a la gente en el mundo,
okay,
¿está bien?
And they start talking about the things of the Lord,
y ellos empiezan a hablar acerca de las cosas del Señor,
and you talk about things present tense,
y usted habla de cosas tiempo presente,
and you ask them the question.
Háganle la pregunta.
Ask them, what do you think God is doing today?
¿Qué piensas tú que Dios está haciendo hoy?
Mm-hmm. Is he just saying, hey,
estar diciendo,
come listen to a liturgy every week and bien, listen to the songs.
Cada semana y
put ash on your foreheads and
y todo ese tipo de
look
cosas.
Back at a cross, and, but never look forward to what that cross did.
Nunca mires hacia adelante hacia lo que esa cruz hizo.
In all honesty, in this whole message,
en todo este mensaje,
and everything that's going on, you can say,
pasando, usted puede decir,
what is God doing? He's answering the prayer of his son in John 17.
Él está contestando la oración de su hijo.
Now that prayer is being answered,
esa oración
and it's being answered today,
y está siendo contestada hoy.
And be answered in us, in the people. Now, here's the problem.
Aquí está el problema.
When us who are in the message,
nosotros, en el mensaje,
we sort of land on
como que
the last 10 verses
y caímos en los últimos 10 versículos,
and say, that's it. That's what
decimos,
he's doing.
Eso es todo, eso es lo que él está haciendo.
And we neglect verses 1 through 3.
Y nos saltamos versículos del 1 hasta 3.
We usually ride right over them.
Usualmente nos saltamos,
okay,
sobre de ellos.
And we don't pay much attention to them because we already think we have it.
Porque pensamos que ya lo tenemos.
But I'm going to take you right to the seals.
Pero los voy a llevar directo, okay, a los sellos.
Verses 1 through 3.
Versículos del 1 al 3
is how he starts the seals.
Es como comienza los sellos.
Verses 1 through 3 is,
versículos 1 al 3,
okay,
es
the very first message of the seals.
El primer mensaje de los sellos.
Verses 1 through 3 is that message.
Este es God's mensaje.
Not only provide a place of worship, but it's God
no
in simplicity.
Solo.
Okay?
So para la
what okay is the Holy Spirit saying to me and you as his bride in that
a
day?
A mí como su novia en este
you
día
can go into the seals,
puede entrar a los sellos,
but you're not going to get it.
Pero no lo va a entender.
You're not going to understand it.
No lo va a entender.
And you might understand it mentally.
Tal vez lo entiende usted mentalmente.
But something has to happen
pero
on the insides
tiene que pasar
of us.
En el interior de nosotros,
to bring us into this reality.
Para traernos a esta realidad.
And you have to start
y usted tiene que comenzar
with
con
God in simplicity.
Dios en simplicidad.
And if you don't do that, the rest no isn't going to be right.
Hace eso, entonces el resto okay no va a estar bien.
So bien. God in simplicity so is John 17, 1 through 3.
And, Juan 17, 1 okay through 3. ¿Está bien?
And we're looking at the gift of recognition.
Estamos mirando al don de okay reconocimiento. ¿Está bien?
So, is it important? It's critical.
Es importante, okay, es crítico. ¿Está
so
bien?
How many times have we mentioned
hemos mencionado
that
que
the bride, the elect,
novia,
will, because it's given to them,
porque es dada a ellos,
recognize
reconocer
eternity in a non-eternal vessel, right?
En un vaso no eterno,
okay,
correcto? Está bien.
Why is that important?
¿Por qué es eso importante?
Go back and read God in Simplicity and you'll find out.
Y lea a Dios en simplicidad, usted
go
se va
back
a
and you
regrese
read John chapter 17.
Juan 17, capítulo.
You cannot go to the last half until you get this
usted
first
no
half.
Hasta la mitad, usted okay tenga esta primera parte.
And everybody bien wants to skip these verses and oh, let's go on to the important things.
O vamos a las cosas importantes.
Let's go on to being one. Let's go on to,
vamos a
No. So today I want to emphasize these
quiero
things
enfatizar estas cosas.
That gift of recognition,
ese don de reconocimiento,
is critical for
es
us.
Crítico para nosotros.
And
y
so what I've said,
lo que dije,
when you recognize eternity in a non-eternal vessel,
eternidad en un vaso no eterno,
then you can receive that eternity from that non-eternal vessel.
Esa eternidad de ese vaso no eterno.
How many of you witnessed these with that thought in your mind? How many of you talk to other people with that thought in your mind?
Le he enseñado a otra gente sin ese pensamiento en su mente.
It shows it hasn't stuck. Okay.
Que no se ha quedado.
So, I want to spend time on that tonight, and we're just going to do this, but
it's
just a little part of it, but then we're going to do some.
Pero entonces voy a hacer,
have your Bibles ready, old-fashioned, just like we did when we went into the blood and the word, and we had a Bible study on that. We're just going to look at some very, what did Jesus say?
¿Qué Jesús dijo?
Hey, what did he say?
¿Qué dijo?
What did he say about these things?
¿Qué dijo acerca de estas cosas?
Is it critical? Is it necessary?
¿Es necesario?
Then shouldn't that be a part of my testimony?
¿Que no debería ser parte de mi
shouldn't
testimonio?
It be that a part of my witnessing?
De mi testimonio, ser parte de ella?
Uh-huh.
¿Sería no?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So if
entonces,
it's not there,
si no está ahí,
okay, just go back again.
Regrese.
Start the seals.
Comience los sellos.
With that message.
Con ese mensaje.
Okay, the
ahí?
First one, the
el
first
primero,
one, God in simplicity.
Dios en simplicidad.
It's there for a purpose.
Está ahí por un propósito.
He preached it for a purpose.
Lo predicó por un propósito.
And people with had the same attitude about that
y
they do about this.
La gente tiene la misma actitud acerca de eso.
Oh, forget it. Let's just get into the what's important.
Vamos a entrar
okay?
A lo que es importante.
Let's
bien?
Get into the seals.
Vamos a entrar a los sellos.
Oh. Well, then he went from there to the breach.
Fueron de ahí hacia
and you could
la brecha.
Feel the frustration build.
La frustración
because it was the human spirit and the human mind analyzing. When are you going to get into the seals?
Analizando. Bueno, ¿cuándo vamos a entrar a los sellos?
There's no way
no hay manera
they could have gotten into the seals and they didn't.
Pudieran entrar hacia
okay?
Los sellos y no lo hicieron.
Because they rejected the first message.
Pero rechazaron el primer mensaje.
Rejected the second message. Oh, we're going to go right to the third.
O vamos a entrar
oh, we're going to go right to verse 22.
Vamos a entrar directo al versículo
no.
22. No.
Did verse 1 and through 3 happen
versículo
in you?
Versículo 1 y 3 pasan en ti.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Because there's a pattern for us
porque
here in these things.
En estas cosas.
You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It's the Word of God. It's
es
a Scripture.
De Dios, es
and
escritura.
We have
y
a tendency as humans.
Una tendencia como humanos,
we skip over the parts
saltamos partes
that need to be worked out in
que
us.
Necesitan, que necesitamos
to get to
ellos,
the parts that tingle our ears.
A las
okay?
Partes que realmente
and
importan.
The Holy Spirit says, slow down, slow down. I
para,
love you.
Para.
But you're missing what I'm trying
espacio,
to tell you.
Porque te estás perdiendo lo que te estoy tratando
so
de decir.
Let's go there
so
tonight.
Vamos ahí en esta noche.
So we started
comenzamos
last time.
La última vez.
And we'll start. I don't know. I don't know where these are, Philip, because bless your heart. Yeah. These kids, they put up with me. Bless their hearts. They deserve a thank you from all of you. Yeah. All right. I want to get into John 17.
Quiero entrar a Juan 17.
Well, here's where we're ending up. But you need this to get there, okay?
Necesitamos.
And this
esto
is such
ahí.
An amazing thing.
Y es una cosa sublime.
Because where we were talking last
donde,
week,
donde estamos hablando la semana pasada,
if you remember,
si
we
recuerda,
have to go beyond what you think of you.
Más allá de lo que usted piensa
you
usted.
Have to go beyond what you see in yourself.
De lo usted mira en usted mismo.
And you see all your
usted
failures, you see your human
fallas,
side, you see.
Su lado humano,
and you have to
usted tiene que
have God work through the channel of memory.
A través del canal.
Now,
ahora,
it's sort of clear
es como claro, está
we
como
know
claro.
He needed to clean out our reasoning, right?
Porque sabemos que necesitamos limpiar nuestro
razonamiento. We know he needed to clean out our affections and our
afectos,
and our
memories.
imaginations, things like that. But memory has always been sort of, how do we clean that out?
Como que
by this, by the Holy Spirit.
Por el Espíritu Santo.
Something has to clean my memory out of what you think about you and replace it with what he thinks about you. And you will not be able to hear that challenge to come on high and go until you do.
So,
what I'm saying, this is critical for the rapture process. You with me? As long as you think about you, what you think about you, well, I make mistakes. I've done this, I've done this. I can't be, I can't. Yeah, that's the way you'll be. Somewhere along the line, the Spirit of God came on the scene to say to you, it's why we've been spending so much time, page 31, Future Home, the church is called to eternity.
Why?
Because I have to show you what I see in you, what I think of you. Okay. Now here, here's where we're going to end up.
Aquí es donde vamos con lo que vamos a terminar.
The church.
La iglesia.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It's a process.
Es un proceso.
Right.
Correcto.
Everything is a process.
Todo es un proceso.
What did we learn a long time ago? Hey, he who's doing the processing, the processor is in process.
El proceso, el procesor estaba procesando.
Through justification, sanctification,
santificación,
baptism of the Holy Ghost into the perfection
hacia la perfección
of yourself.
De usted mismo.
No, it's not what it says.
No, no, es lo que dice.
What's it say? Into the perfection of the what?
Hacia la perfección de qué?
Who's that?
Del hombre. ¿Quién es él?
Him.
Él.
I have to go into the what he is in the perfect. I have to go right on into that.
Tengo que entrar exactamente hacia
now
eso.
That's ahora John 17, 1 through 3.
Del 1 al 3.
That
eso
is the first message of the seals.
Mensaje de los sellos.
That is God in simplicity.
Es Dios en simplicidad.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
We skip that.
Nos saltamos eso.
Now, we like the second part.
No, nos gustaría la segunda parte.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
But you stumble over it.
Pero usted
because
tiene problemas con
you
eso.
Like to read these things
usted
in church.
Leer estas cosas en la iglesia.
But when you get home on Monday morning and somebody irritates you, you go right back. I see what I see in myself. Okay? So, you like this part in church, but you don't like it at home yet. I'm waiting for the time when you like it every second of every day.
Okay?
But that first phrase, into the perfection of the Son of Man, is John 17, 1 through 3.
Juan 17, 1, 2, 3.
God in simplicity.
Es Dios en simplicidad.
That's the way.
Ese es el camino.
I am the way.
Es el camino.
I am the way
es el camino
to the Father.
Hacia el Padre.
I am the way into the
camino
kingdom. I am the way into your perfection.
Si es el camino hacia tu
I am the way into your manifestation.
Hacia tu manifestación.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
But we don't take it far enough.
Pero no lo llevamos, lo
into the perfection of the Son of Man.
Hacia la
then read that. That we, here's what I want you to get with all my heart.
Que usted agarre con todo mi corazón.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Girls, you're going to read this out loud
usted
with me.
A leer esto conmigo.
Because you're representing the bride.
Usted representa a la novia.
Okay, girls, that. Come on, read it out loud with me. That when husband. Come on, girls, read. That when husband. What did he just tell you there?
¿Qué les acabo de decir ahí?
Self, same self, what?
¿Mismo qué? Persona.
No, you don't believe that yet.
Ahora usted no cree usted eso
if
todavía.
You believed it, usted now cree. You'd be talking different.
Ahora usted estaría hablando diferente.
You'd be acting different.
Usted estaría actuando
you'd be testifying different.
Estaría testificando diferente.
But something's got to change inside of you to say, I really, truly
decir,
believe it till I
yo
become it.
Lo creo.
So,
entonces,
me and
yo y
the Lord Jesus are the very
Jesús,
same.
Somos lo mismo.
Same persons.
Las mismas
so
personas.
How many times
veces,
when we've gone over John 17,
bueno, pasamos a través de Juan 17
it's oneness.
Es unidad.
And how many times have I said oneness is sameness?
Que
right?
La unidad es lo mismo.
You can't be one.
Usted no puede ser uno.
You can be one in agreement. That's where
usted
our minds take
uno,
it, right? One in agreement, one in association,
una asociación,
but not this.
Pero no esto.
But this is the Spirit of God through so many different things that he's tried to open our eyes to in this day, and we're slow because we still got gray matter that's fighting against his matter.
Que está peleando la materia,
okay,
de él. Está
but
bien.
The way is here.
Pero el camino está aquí.
Okay. That when the husband and wife will be this,
husband and esposa serán,
okay, God will be so manifested in you.
En usted.
Till.
Hasta.
Oh, what did I say? Oneness and sameness?
¿Qué dije? Que lo mismo.
Read the next phrase, men. They will both be the same. Okay. They are one.
They are one. Son uno.
Now you see where we're at.
Ahora ya mira dónde nos encontramos.
Sort of.
Como que.
He's working on us every week, isn't he?
Está trabajando en nosotros cada
He's
semana,
working on us every week.
En cada semana está trabajando en nosotros.
Okay.
Está bien.
God will be so manifested in me till I will be the same as him.
Hasta que seré lo mismo
we
que
will
él.
Be the same person.
Seremos
not different
persona.
Persons. We'll
no,
be the
no,
very same person.
La misma persona.
Now that's a mindful.
O sea, es una
it's a mouthful.
Llena. Es una boca llena.
But do you want to be... Rapture? Do you want that Enoch walk? Do you want to change dimensions?
¿Quiere usted raptado? ¿Quiere cambiar dimensiones?
You will not get there till you're here.
Ahí,
do you know that?
Está ahí. ¿Sabe usted eso?
And I mentioned this a few weeks ago.
Hace un par de semanas atrás.
Brother Greg, I said, Brother Greg, we still have messagey, what you hear in the typical message. I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Okay? Decimos estamos salvos por gracia. Decimos somos entre el mensaje.
You are.
Mensaje.
That's usted true.
Es, eso es verdad.
But you can't. Rest there
pero
and
no
go there and stay there and still be the bride that's going here. Okay? Something's got to change us. Something's got to move inside of us where this reality overcomes. Yes, I am a sinner saved by grace.
Sí, fui salvo por gracia.
But he also said I wasn't.
Pero también dice que no era.
He also said I always was.
Say.
Did he say that?
¿Dijo eso en
Which one do you believe more?
¿Cuál usted cree más?
You believe what's in your mind.
¿Usted
you believe what your human spirit is telling you.
Well,
you believe what you see in the mirror.
Mira.
Huh? A scruffy old guy with whiskers on his face on a Monday morning and, oh, what a mess. Right?
Algo en su cabeza?
But
pero
somehow
de alguna manera,
our eyesight has to be exchanged for his eyesight.
Cambiado por la vista de él.
Do you see where we're at, Marianne?
¿Miras esto,
Something's
Marianne?
Got to change in
Algo
us.
Tiene cambiar,
Otherwise,
nosotros,
you know
manera,
what? That book of redemption is never going to be complete in us.
Ese libro de redención nunca va a ser completo en nosotros.
But it will be in somebody.
Pero
right, Brother Greg?
En alguien,
somebody.
Correcto, alguien.
Somebody's going to believe the word.
Alguien va a creer la palabra.
It's going to be there. So,
y va a estar ahí.
All right. Now.
Ahora.
Here.
Aquí.
Well, I'm missing. Okay. Well, let's do it. That's fine. I skipped some stuff. That's fine. We'll go over here. So here it is. Here's where we're going to spend the night on.
Donde yo me pasé la noche.
Is it really?
Realmente.
These words spake Jesus as he lifted his eyes to heaven.
Estas cosas habló Jesús y levantando los ojos al
and
cielo,
said,
dijo,
Father, the hour has come.
La hora ha llegado, Padre.
Oh, I would give anything if we would bring that to you could say, Father, the hour has come.
Yo daría cualquier cosa para que usted pudiera decir esas mismas palabras.
Because this is where we're at.
Ha llegado la hora porque es donde nos encontramos.
And you're going to say to him,
usted le va a decir a él,
Father, glorify your son, Josh.
Glorifica tu hijo, Josh.
Ron, Steve. Michelle. Come on.
Piense.
Glorify your son,
glorifica tu hijo,
John, Pete,
Juan, Pedro,
Ross, all of you, right?
Todos ustedes,
glorify your son that what?
¿Para qué?
Okay.
Para que tu hijo te glorifique a ti.
Because I want to glorify you.
Porque te quiero glorificar.
And I can't correctly glorify you till he glorify me.
No puedo correctamente glorificar.
No, we'd like to, no, that can't be.
Oh,
I want to give glory to him.
Yo quiero darle gloria a él.
No, my own way.
No, de mi propia manera.
My own thinking.
Mi propio pensamiento.
My own doing.
Mi propia cosa.
My own singing. Right? Come on,
correcto.
Stephen, is this true or
¿es
not?
Esta verdad, Stephen, o no?
Do you see how we skip over the word all the time?
¿Ya cómo nos saltamos la palabra todo el tiempo?
Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son.
Glorifica a tu hijo.
For this purpose.
Para este propósito.
Russ, do you have a purpose in this?
¿Tiene propósito en esto, Russ?
That your Son may glorify you.
Para que tu hijo te glorifique.
Now here we go.
Aquí vamos.
And here it is. Here's,
y aquí está.
Here's John 17. Here's the Juan beginning 17, of the seals.
El principio de los
God in simplicity. Here it is. This is
aquí
it.
Está. Esto es todo.
You can't go on until you get this.
Usted no puede continuar hasta que usted entienda esto.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh.
Como le has dado potestad sobre toda carne.
That he should give
para que él
eternal life
de vida eterna
to as many as you have given him.
A todos los que le diste.
And this is eternal life.
Y esta es la vida eterna.
That they might know thee.
Que te conozcan a ti.
The only.
El único.
True God.
Dios verdadero.
Not others. There's one. And he is the word.
Y él tiene la palabra.
That they might know thee, the only
que
true
que
God.
Que a ti te conozcan a ti, el único Dios verdadero.
And Jesus.
Y a Jesucristo.
Christ, whom you have sent.
A quien has enviado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Get your Bibles.
Saque su Biblia.
Okay. So here it is very interesting.
Aquí está muy interesante.
The Son is given power over all flesh.
El Hijo se le ha dado poder sobre toda carne.
Right.
Correcto.
So it says.
Lo que dice.
Who gave it to him?
¿Quién se la dio?
The Father.
El Padre.
Are there two gods?
¿Son ellos dos?
How many gods are there?
¿Cuántos dioses hay ahí?
So the Father,
el Padre,
who is the source of all revelation,
el recurso de toda revelación,
comes into a form to save me and you.
Vino una forma para salvarlo
and in
y
that
mí.
Form
y en esa forma,
that he comes into his grace,
¿se ve?
In that form that he comes into,
en la forma que él viene,
it's still him.
Todavía es él.
Come on, piense, still him, right?
Todavía es él, ¿correcto?
And, but that form is grace.
Pero esa forma es gracia.
Now,
ahora,
okay, so the Son is given power over all flesh.
Al Hijo les dado poder sobre toda carne.
Okay,
está bien.
To give eternal life.
Para dar vida eterna.
For one purpose.
Con un propósito.
That they might know him.
Para que ellos lo conozcan, al único Dios
and that,
verdadero.
What did he say? Verse 3. What are the first?
Versículo 3?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's the first five words there? Verse
3.
Read them out loud with me. And this is... You run right over that. I run right over that. I've run right over it for years. I'm not going to run right over it anymore. This is eternal life.
Y esta es la vida eterna.
Right?
Correcto.
You have to know him.
Tiene
you have to recognize him.
Tiene que reconocerlo.
What are we talking about?
¿De
the
qué
gift
hablamos?
Of recognition.
El don de reconocimiento.
Why is it? It's a gift.
Porque es un don.
I want to go into the seals. I have been wanting to get into the seals. I can't go into the seals until we get this down.
Tengamos esto hecho.
Oh, how our ears would tingle with things that would be fun for the... No.
Con cosas que...
Go back.
No, regrese.
How did the seals start out?
¿Cómo comenzaron con
Do you think the Holy Spirit made a mistake with that first message?
Santo, huh? ¿Cometió un error con ese primer mensaje?
No.
No.
What about the second message, the breach?
Mensaje,
no, they had to be there.
No, tenían que estar ahí.
So read verse 3 out loud one more time with me, everybody. And this is life eternal.
Esta es la vida eterna.
That they might know thee, the only
ti,
true God.
El único Dios
and
verdadero.
Jesus.
Y a Jesucristo,
no,
a quien
I'm going to compare two scriptures.
Dos escrituras.
Very familiar. Get your Bibles going.
Familiares, saquen sus Biblias.
Matthew 11.
Mateo 11.
Oh, you got Bibles in your phones, and you got Bibles all over the place, right?
Tenemos Biblias por todo lugar, ¿correcto?
Okay. And I have this. Okay, Matthew 11.
Mateo 11.
Okay, verse 27.
Versículo 27.
All things are delivered unto me of my Father.
Todas las cosas me fueron entregadas por mi Padre.
Well, isn't that...
Bueno, no es eso.
That's just what we read. Isn't that the
leer?
Same as John 17?
No es lo mismo que Juan 17.
Yeah, the Father has given him power over
el
all flesh that he should give eternal
poder.
Life. Hey, so Matthew 11 and John 17 are saying the same thing, right?
La misma cosa, ¿correcto?
Huh? Yeah. So what? Anything that God does is because God in the Spirit of grace
Dios
comes to me to open my eyes to his manifestation.
Para abrir mis ojos hacia su manifestación.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me entiende?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
All things are delivered up unto me of my Father.
Todas fueron entregadas a, por,
oh,
entregadas
look at this.
Por mi Padre. Mire usted esto.
No man knows the Son.
Nadie conoce al Hijo.
Really?
¿De verdad?
No man knows the Son, but
nadie
the Father.
Conoce al Hijo, sino el Padre.
What's the next phrase, Stephen? Read it out loud.
Frase, léale usted conmigo.
Okay.
Ni el Padre conoce alguno, sino el Hijo.
And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him.
A quien el Hijo lo quiera revelar.
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es eso interesante?
Hold your hand there.
Ponga su mano ahí.
Go to John.
Vaya Juan.
Oh, yeah. You know all of these. You know them so well. So do I. John 6, 44, 45.
Juan 6, 40.
Okay. No man knows the Father, knows the Son but the Father. No man knows. So if I have to know him, that's eternal life.
Si tengo que conocerlo, esa es vida eterna.
If I don't know him, I won't have eternal life.
Si no lo conozco, no tengo vida eterna.
So if I don't know him, what good is the seals going to do me? Russ.
Si yo no lo conozco, ¿qué bien me hacen los sellos?
What good is it going to do if I don't have this?
¿Qué bien te va a hacer?
Right?
Correcto.
Huh? That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, so he just said, and John 17 said, okay, telling the Father gave it into the Son.
All
right. John 6, I'm sorry. Dear Philip, you got patience with this old man, you know. I know he'd like to beat me over the head sometimes. John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father. The Father, no man comes to the Son except the Father, which we don't know. No man knows the Father except the Son. We don't even know the Father. What does Brother Branham say all the time? They don't know anything more about God than a Hottentot knows about.
Que ellos no saben nada de Dios, que
was he just
otra cosa?
Joshing? Was he just making fun? Was
estaba haciendo diversión, se estaba burlando, nada más.
What did Jesus say over and over in the scriptures? No man knows the Father.
Nadie conoce al Padre. Es lo que
he just told us nobody knows the Father.
Él dice que nadie
but here,
conoce al Padre, pero aquí,
the only way I can know is the Father that I don't know.
Al Padre que yo no conozco.
Except the Father which has set me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
Excepto el Padre,
next
que
verse.
Traiga.
45, there 45, it is. Thank you, Philip.
Está, gracias.
It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God.
Serán todos enseñados por Dios.
Okay.
Está bien.
So the God that I don't know is still going to teach me.
El Dios que no conozco todavía me va a enseñar.
Is that odd?
¿Es eso extraño?
Sure is.
Claro que lo es.
Is that a mystery?
Eso es un
the God that I don't know still teaches his son? Is that odd?
¿Es eso
sure
extraño?
Is odd.
Claro que
it's odd
es.
To me.
Es raro para mí.
Against human thinking.
Una vez más, pensamiento humano.
Who cares about human thinking?
¿A quién le importa el pensamiento humano?
Do you know who cares about thinking?
¿Sabe quién le
human
importa
thinking?
Eso?
We all do.
Todos.
Way too much.
Demasiado.
That's what gets us in trouble.
Eso es lo que nos mete en problemas.
Okay. Next sentence.
Siguiente.
Every man, therefore, that hath heard and learned of the Father comes to me.
Así que todo aquel que oyó al Padre y aprendió de él viene a mí.
We don't know the Father.
No conocemos al Padre.
No man knows the Father but
nadie
the Son.
Al Padre más que el Hijo.
Okay, but everything's put in the power of the Son, so we know the Father.
Pero todo está puesto en las manos del Hijo.
So what's going on here?
So, ¿qué está pasando aquí?
There's one God.
Hay un solo Dios.
Okay, there's one God.
Hay un solo Dios.
And he's eternal.
Y él es eterno.
And Brother Branham in Christ, Branham, the mystery
Cristo,
of God reveals, says that's too mysterious for us.
Ahí okay? Hay mucho misterio.
He couldn't make himself known that covers all time and all space and all eternity. He couldn't make himself known to us. So even though we have no idea, even though we don't know him, he still connects out of that seventh dimension to us. Because you're him. You're part of it. He still comes down and say, hey, you don't know me,
tú no me conoces,
but I'm going to introduce you to me materialized. And I'm materialized to bring you grace,
estoy materializado the Son.
Everything, and the only way you will understand me is to see some material because you can't even relate to me as all eternal. You can't even understand, you can't. Okay? So if I materialize myself and I dress him in what you, the same thing you're dressed in, okay, then maybe somehow you can relate to that, and somehow through that, he's going to bring you back to me. So, isn't that interesting? Father, Son. Everything's in the Son. But you can't come to the Son until the Father, source of all revelation, comes to him. But then that Son introduces you to something you cannot see and cannot know. Do you see that beautiful? There's a circle there, isn't that gorgeous? Okay. So that's what I wanted to get to. Now, we're talking about the, we got to know him. And to know him is eternal life. To know him is eternal life.
Es vida eterna.
All right.
Está bien.
So the familiar scriptures.
Escrituras familiares.
All right.
Está bien.
John 6. Juan Bibles open.
6. Biblias okay. Abiertas.
They want physical. They can. Man loves to associate with physicalness.
El hombre le gusta asociarse con cosas físicas.
But they like spirituality and physicalness.
Pero les gusta lo que espiritual, lo físico.
Is that the charismatic movement, Ross?
¿No es el movimiento carismático?
Because they love to.
Porque ellos les gusta.
If I can touch it,
si
if
tocarlo,
I can feel it, if I can dress in
si
it,
puedo vestir en
if it can make me look good,
y me puede hacer if, mirar que me mire bien.
Okay. Somehow. Senses.
Yeah,
I'll never forget reading that in a newspaper.
Sentidos.
Some new Catholic church was opening him and said, Catholic churches appeals to all five senses.
La iglesia católica
sight with the beautiful building,
a todos los
okay, smell with the incense, sound with the choirs
dolor,
and organs.
Incienso,
they, yeah, that's
bonitas,
what they want to incorporate.
Eso right? Lo que ellos quieren incorporar, cosas
okay.
Naturales.
So what's God doing?
¿Qué está Dios haciendo?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Getting us away from the bondage of this
de la esclavitud de esta porción.
The bondage of this realm.
Las ataduras okay? De esta
that
realidad,
you can go beyond it, Stephen, and I can, right?
Correcto,
and sí. I can be unchained.
Y no puedo ser
okay.
Cambiado.
So here, like verse, okay, yeah, we're in 6. Okay, 27, we've been over these just even recently.
Recientemente no estás ahí.
Okay, labor not for the meat that perishes. John 6:27. All right.
Está bien. Trabajar no por la por la comida que perece.
Which one of you doesn't labor for meat that perishes? Come on.
¿Quién de ustedes no trabaja para la comida que perece?
Everybody. Where we spend most of our life.
Donde pasamos la mayor parte de nuestras vidas.
Laboring for meat that perishes.
Laborando por comida que perece.
Okay. So he says, hey, there's something different.
Entonces está diciendo, hey, hay algo
there
diferente.
Is a spiritual food that you will only know in your soul, and your soul will only be the thing satisfied, endures to everlasting life.
Y va a dar vida eterna.
Okay, go back to Matthew 5. Just in your head. Just in your head.
En su cabeza.
Turning corners.
Dando vueltas.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Okay, from the external.
Lo external.
Come on, you guys, to the what? From the internal to the...
Internal.
There
internal.
We go.
Ahí está.
Don't labor for the outside.
No trabajen por lo exterior.
Okay, for the meat that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man.
Lo cual el Hijo del Hombre.
You know, Brother Alistair preached an incredible service. I think I sent it out to you on... Janelle, some of you heard it. The Bread of Life was wonderful. It has to be Son of Man. It has to be Son of Man ministry. Son of Man will give you. talking about bringing it present tense, give to you. For him hath the Father sealed.
Él tiene el Padre sellado. Okay. Señaló Dios al Padre. Porque a este him hath the Father Dios sealed. Padre.
The Father said, it's there. Dijo, it's in the Son.
Está aquí, está en el Hijo.
Okay, Son of Man, Son.
Hijo de hombre.
Okay.
Hijo.
Then they said, if they were charismatic, this is what
si
they would say.
Es lo que ellos dirían.
What should we do that we might work the works of God? Oh, yes, that's what we want to do. Magnify this flesh.
Oh, sí, magnifica esto.
Well, we don't like his answer, but we do. Bueno, Jesus no answered, this is the work of God that you believe on him that hath sent. Whom we have sent.
Esta es la obra de Dios que creáis en el que él ha enviado.
Who do we have to. There it is.
Tenemos que.
Isn't that John 17, 1
no
through 3?
Juan 17, 1, 2,
isn't
3.
This,
¿es esto?
Come on, isn't this God in simplicity?
Este
isn't this the beginning of the seals?
No es este el principio de los seals?
Isn't this what we all skip over and say
no
it's not important? Let's get into the
vamos a entrar directo a
things that tingle our eyes. Okay.
Cosas que no, nos
this is the work of God.
Esta es la obra de Dios.
We all have to ask this question.
Todos tenemos que hacer esta pregunta.
Okay. Is this the work of God?
¿Es esta la obra de Dios?
Really? Is that the work of God?
¿Es esa la obra de Dios?
Has he worked in this in me?
¿Ha él obrado eso en mí?
Okay, I think we'd all say yes. Yeah.
Tú puedes decir sí.
Okay, this is the work that you believe on him that
tú
is sent.
Creas en el cual él ha enviado.
I have all the lists in John 6. I am, I am, I am. Okay, it's just wonderful.
Yo
over
soy,
and over.
Soy,
but we're going down to 40.
Vamos al 40.
640.
640.
Okay. And this is the will of God,
este
will of him that sent me, that everyone that sees the Son.
Que todo aquel que vea al Hijo.
Well, that's easy for them. Right? No, how many times have I brought this up?
¿Cuántas veces hemos hecho esto?
There he is. He's standing right in front of him. Hey, I see you.
Hey, mire.
What about after his crucifixion?
Después de su crucifixión.
Well, I feel the Holy Spirit. Is that seeing the Son, Lenore? When the Spirit came down.
Cuando el Espíritu bajó.
Let's go after the day of Pentecost. Let's go 100 days after Pentecost. 100, let's go 120 days after Pentecost. Let's
después
go after. No, after Pentecost.
No, después de Pentecostés.
Let's go 3 years after Pentecost.
Vamos
let's go 10 years after Pentecost.
Tres años. 10 años después del Pentecostés.
Let's go to the next age.
Vamos a la siguiente
he edad. That sees the Son.
Pedro,
well,
Pedro.
I'm praying and I feel a little something. Did I just
Pero
see the Son?
Algo.
Come on.
Piense.
Is that a valid question?
¿Esa es una pregunta válida?
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah. Sí. How do I know if I see the Son?
¿Cómo yo sé si miro
what about the second church age, Marianne? Third church age?
Tercera,
how do they María, see the Son?
¿Cómo tú miras al Hijo?
He tells us. We'll go on.
Él nos dice,
he that sees the Son and does
el
what?
Que vea al Hijo y,
believes on him.
Y cree en él,
may have everlasting life and I will raise him up at the last day. Okay.
Y el que cree en mí tiene vida eterna.
Yeah.
Sí.
So, now let's go to John 12.
Ahora vamos a Juan 12.
Next verse. Bless you, dear Philip. This is, you know, he's doing this all right with us. And we're going to verses 44.
Vamos al versículo 44.
What's the second word there? Why did he cry? Why did he cry that out?
¿Por qué clamó? ¿Por qué clamó?
Do you think it meant some kind of emotional impact that something this is important in my heart and I want you to see it? Jesus cried.
Jesucristo.
Okay. And he said, he that believeth on me.
Y él dice, el que cree en mí.
Oh, this is deep.
Oh, esto es profundo.
Really doesn't believe in me.
Realmente no cree en mí.
Believes not in me.
No cree en mí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
When you see something there, how do we see Jesus?
Come on,
how do we see Jesus?
¿Cómo miramos a Jesús?
He that believeth on me,
el que cree en mí,
believes not on me, but
no
on him that sent me.
Sino el que me envió.
Verse
45.
And he that sees me,
el que me ve,
sees him that sent me.
Ve al que me envió.
Is that true?
¿Es eso verdad?
Okay. Can we bring this to today?
¿Podemos traer eso a hoy?
No, we'll stumble.
Oh,
we'll stumble all over
problemas.
The place, the whole world. That can't be.
Todo,
can't
no,
be today. Just
no
can't.
Simple y sencillamente.
Why?
No puede
because
ser.
I
okay.
said so. Okay. Verse 46.
46.
I am come a light into the world.
Yo, la luz, he venido al mundo.
That whosoever believes on me should not abide
pero
in darkness. 47.
En tinieblas.
And if any man hear my words
el
and believe not,
palabras,
I judge
si
him
no
not.
Guarda, yo no le juzgo.
For I came not to judge the world, but
porque
to save
no
the world.
A juzgar al mundo. Sino a salvar
48.
Al mundo. 48.
Read it out loud.
Léalo conmigo.
He that rejects
el que me rechaza,
me and receives not
no
my words
palabras,
as one that judges
tiene,
him,
quien le juzgue,
the word that I have
la
spoken,
que le he hablado,
the same shall judge
ella le juzgará
him
en el día posterero.
Okay.
Está bien.
He that rejected me and
el
receives
me rechaza,
not my words. Okay.
Tiene quien le juzgue. Está bien.
All right. What is it? What are we talking about? The gift of recognition. Eternal life. This is eternal life that you might know me.
Eterna.
Go to chapter 13.
Ve al capítulo 13.
Okay, John 13. Verse 20.
Versículo 20.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Read it out loud with me.
Léalo conmigo.
Verily I say unto you, he that receive whomsoever I send receives me. Oh, really?
De verdad. De cierto os digo, el que me recibe,
did he send
recibe
the prophet?
Al que yo enviare, me recibe a mí. ¿Envió el profeta?
Did we listen?
¿Escuchamos?
Then if I'm receiving the prophet,
si
who am I really
profeta,
receiving?
¿A quién estoy realmente recibiendo?
Is that the scripture?
¿Es esa la escritura?
¿Ah?
¿Eh?
Do we testify that way?
¿Testificamos de esa manera?
Do we tell people about this?
A la gente
do we want
esto?
Them to have eternal life?
¿Queremos que tenga vida eterna?
This is life eternal.
Esta es vida eterna.
That they might know
que
me, the only
conozcan,
true God
el
and
Dios verdadero,
he who am I sent,
a
Jesus.
He enviado Jesús.
And then Jesus says,
entonces,
I'm going to send
dice,
others.
Voy a enviar a otros.
He that receives whomsoever I send.
A quien yo envié, y
did he
reciba,
send Paul?
¿Envió a Pablo?
Luke?
Lucas?
Mark?
Marcos?
Polycarp?
Policarpo?
Yeah. What if he sends you to your nurses, Russ?
¿Qué si te envía a ti a tus enfermeras?
What if he does?
Huh?
Eh? No, what if he sends you to the sisters? You
¿qué
know?
Si te envía a las hermanas? La Nel.
He that receives whomsoever I send receives me.
Me recibe a mí.
And he that receives
aquel que recibe,
me
recibe a mí.
Receives him.
Le recibe a él.
Yeah. Now there's one in, I believe it's Luke.
Hay otro, creo,
that
que
says,
en Lucas.
He who rejects whomsoever I send rejects me.
El que me rechaza, el
that's
que
a
rechaza
little alarming,
envía,
isn't
me
it?
Está rechazando a mí. Es mucho, ¿no es así?
Oh, I love Jesus. Well, what if Jesus sends somebody and you reject him? Then do you know that Jesus said by rejecting him, you're rejecting him? Oh, I never rejected Jesus. What if he said you did? No, really.
De verdad.
And this is life eternal,
y esta es vida eterna,
that they might know thee, the only true
ti,
God, and
al único Dios
who
verdadero,
I sent.
Y a quien yo envío.
And he that receives me, he
says, aquel que me recibe.
There's that one in Luke. Can anybody find that one? Luke, he that rejects me, he that does not receive me or rejects me, rejects the one who's. I think it's in Luke. If you find it, raise your hand. Is okay. So we got this.
So tenemos
what
esto.
Are we talking about?
¿De qué hablamos?
We're talking about the opening of the seals.
Estamos hablando de la
we're talking
de los
about
sellos.
We cannot go on to the last
no
part of John until we got to the first
parte.
Part. So go with me now to Acts 13.
Vaya conmigo, Hechos.
And we're so familiar. Okay. What did we just read? We just read John 13:20, where Jesus said, "Whosoever receives him whom I send receives me." Right?
Correcto.
That's what we read.
Eso es lo que leímos.
So did God send Paul?
So Dios envió a Pablo.
Thomas?
Tomás?
James?
Santiago?
Okay. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Santiago, James. Okay. John, Acts 13. Now we're going to go to verse 46 to 48. Yeah, bless you. Okay. And Paul and Barnabas, did God send Barnabas too?
También envió a Pablo y a Barnabé.
Yeah, he did. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should have first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you, they didn't receive him." When they didn't receive eternal life in a non-eternal vessel, what happened here, brothers? Tell me what happened.
Dígame qué pasó.
When you don't recognize eternal life in a non-eternal vessel, are we seeing in the scripture what I've been talking about? Is this Bible study making it clearer? Okay, read that last, starting with "but." But seeing, read it out loud with me, ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. You just judge yourself. You're not unworthy of
it.
This is eternal life.
Esto es vida eterna.
That they know, might know thee, the only God, true God, and Jesus Christ.
Dios verdadero y Jesucristo.
Is this coming together in the scripture?
¿Está esto uniéndose en la escritura?
Yeah.
Sí.
You judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting
ustedes
life.
Ustedes se juzgan indignos de vida eterna.
Lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
Entonces, volvió a ser los gentiles.
Now, the next verse is critical.
Es crítico.
48.
48.
Yeah, 47. Okay.
47.
Now, here he is referring to Isaiah 49, verse 6.
Isaías 49, versículo 6.
This is absolute,
esto es
100%,
absolutamente 100%
revelation.
Revelación.
Okay? This is revelation.
Es revelación.
This is man taking the word of God out of the Old Testament prophecies and applying it to himself.
Profecía y aplicándosela a él mismo.
And most people would say, "How dare you?"
¿Cómo te atreves?
And if you did that,
si
Stephen,
eso,
people would go, "Who do you think you are?"
La gente dirá, ¿quién tú piensas
huh?
Que tú eres?
Come on, everybody. Piense. Let's stone him.
Vamos a apedrearlo.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay. But here's what. Did God send him? For so, read it out loud. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, "I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles." That thou, how dare you say that? That you should be for salvation. Hey, Stephen, go out and say that to somebody. Josh, say it to your workers. That I should be salvation to you guys.
Que yo seré salvación para ustedes.
You know, I have said this for ages to people
a gente
that whose family doesn't believe.
Su familia no cree.
You have no idea.
Tú tienes no idea.
That God put you to be salvation
te puso
for your
para
family.
Ser salvación para tu familia.
Now, before you stone me.
Antes de que me apedreen,
Lenore, think of your kids. Think of your brother, Marianne. Think of your family, Lenore.
Piensa de tu familia, Lenore.
Now, I want you to just go back.
Quiero que regreses tan solo.
What about Rahab?
¿Qué de Rahab?
What happened to her family?
¿Qué le pasó a nuestra familia?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Did it say anything about their faith?
Dijo algo acerca de su fe.
We don't know anything about it.
No sabemos nada de ello.
Except they were a bunch of heathen.
Que
so was she.
De paganos.
But she had faith.
Pero ella tenía fe.
And God did the unthinkable.
Y Dios hizo lo impensable.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So look at this scripture, and here is what Paul is saying.
Y está lo que Pablo está diciendo.
And he's quoting Isaiah 49, and he's applying it to himself. And the Lord commanded Paul, to say,
que diga,
have the guts,
que tenga el valor,
and
y
the humility.
La humildad.
Because it takes both.
Porque toma osadía.
Isn't that...
No es eso.
It takes both guts and humility. You can't do it without both.
Toma los dos. No puede usted hacerlo sin
the Lord hath commanded me, Paul,
Dios
and
me
my
Pablo,
brothers here,
a mis hermanos aquí,
and Barnabas,
y Bernabé,
and Peter, wherever
y
Pedro, he is, and Timothy, and Titus.
Y a,
should we go
Timoteo,
on? How many? That they
continuo,
should be salvation.
Para que ellos sean salvación.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we remember what Jesus said.
Porque recordamos lo que Jesús dijo.
The work of God is to believe on whom he has sent. That's the work of God.
La obra de Dios que crean en el cual
is this
el
starting
enviado,
to come together?
¿Está esto
the importance
uniéndose?
Of it?
¿La importancia huh? de ello?
Okay.
Reconocimiento.
This is the work of God that you
es
believe on him. He who
crean.
Sees the Son.
El,
how do they
hijo?
See the Son?
Yo miro al hijo?
He just said, when you see me, you see the Son.
Ella dijo, tú
Jesus
miras,
said,
hijo,
when you
dijo,
receive
tú recibes
whoever I send,
yo envié,
you're not receiving him,
no
you're receiving me.
Me está recibiendo
and if you're receiving me,
si
you're not receiving me,
mí,
you're receiving the Father who sent you.
Al Padre.
Incredible.
Increíble.
Okay.
Está bien.
No. We got to go back to 48. Philip, bless your heart. 8.
48.
Bless you. Thank you for your patience, this old man. Okay. And when the Gentiles heard this,
cuando los gentiles escucharon esto,
read it out loud.
Léalo usted conmigo.
They were glad and glorified the word of the Lord.
Y glorificaban la palabra del
and
Señor.
As many was ordained.
Y creyeron todos los que estaban ordenados para vida eterna.
Didn't Jesus say that?
No,
he that heareth my word and believeth on
aquel
him
que crea mi palabra
that sent
la
me
cree.
Has eternal life.
Al que me envió tiene
Paul
vida
knew that. He had just spent 2.5 years out in the desert where he only heard the voice of God. Oh, man, I think we all need that time. Okay? Let's read this all together out loud. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. They didn't believe. And then receive eternal life. They saw light. They received whom God sent. And they heard the words that they said. And they said, these aren't your words, they're God's words. And Jesus said to them, you didn't receive me. You didn't receive Paul, you received me. You not only received me, you received God who sent me. You have words. There you are. The eternal life that you never knew you had is now.
Okay.
I didn't even get started. That's a start. I'm tired and I'm quitting. So, and I will continue on this because this is a Bible study. Stephen, is this helping to see some things? Is this making sense why he had to preach God in simplicity?
Huh?
Before the seals? What do we skip over?
Oh!
Well, let's skip all of them and go right to the seventh. That's the most important. Oh, I got some exciting things for you to hear. And it'll blow your mind. And we're interested in blowing people's minds. What? Commit. Come on up so they can hear what you're saying.
Es como la iglesia católica, la denominación.
Yes.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Es exactamente
yes. But people need to hear what you're saying.
La gente necesita escuchar lo que estás diciendo.
Yeah.
This just opens up, having been raised Catholic and then through the denominations, it clearly shows how we got ripped off until those seals were open. So if you're out in the world and you don't have those seals open to you, you can't even see your place. You can't see what your purpose to do. And when I brought this to a Bible study during COVID, not even knowing, and showing how come the Catholic Church can forgive sins, but then when we apply the scriptures to that same sin, people want to stone you. Hey, Brother Don, this is just so crucial what you put together tonight.
It is crucial. How many times did you pass over John 17, 1 through 3 to get to the more important things?
Just what you said. Just passed right over the first three scriptures in order to get to the tingly part, to get to the outside man.
Let's get past God and simplicity. Come on, we want to get into the sales. Okay. Well, thank you, Lord. I'm turning to Jesse, and the servers would come up, and we'll start communion service. I love the scriptures. Josh, I can't wait for you to go to work and say, you know, and Stephen, you're going to go out. Ron, Micah, testify to the Lord. I am for salvation to the Gentiles. You want to be hated? Do you see?
Eh?
Being a follower of Jesus Christ isn't for wimps, is it? To say these things.
Decir estas cosas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Russ, do you see how critical this is and how we passed over it all these years?
Que nos saltamos todas estas cosas por estos años.
God bless you, brothers. Oh, here.
Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. I just think it's really fitting now that we, having partaken of these things, that we now follow up with communion. I think this is wonderful, and I don't think we can now approach communion, you know, in a relaxed or just a slothful kind of way. This is awesome, and you think about what we've just received tonight, you think about what we're partaking of course, tonight in symbol form. Naturally, these elements representing something going on spiritually. And when we eat, what happens? The food goes down inside, we digest it, becomes one with your body, part of your cells, your whole makeup. That's what God's doing in his body, in his bride, through this word. Amen. Now, God in flesh, God in your flesh, God in us, in his people. So, we're so blessed. So with these things all in mind, let's just savor these things and worship truly tonight as we partake of these elements. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. I believe he knew. He knew what was going to happen. He knew where this was going to go. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Who is the Lord's body? It's us. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when you are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. We should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Brother Greg, would you ask a blessing? Derek.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of remembrance of what you did for us, this time of unity with you and with each other, this time of fellowship with you and each other. As we take this bread, may we know what it represents, the sacrifice that you made, that we could become one with you, one with God and one with each other. We ask your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Precious Lord, just think how it is that you have shed your blood, given yourself completely, that we indeed could be reunited with you, with the Father. What a glorious, what incredible, incredible transaction that was made when you said it is finished. And indeed it was, fully paid by your blood. We are so very, very thankful in that glorious transaction with you shedding your blood on the earth, redeeming it, and you going up in this spirit coming back down onto the believer and the day of Pentecost and every day since. That you again are calling and drawing your body together, that perfect oneness. And you have shown yourself. And you're bringing us up, Lord. And you're maturing us, O God. As your prophet said, we become the Word as we eat the Word. And that spirit, Lord, which this wine represents, that stimulation that comes by revelation into that perfect oneness with you. Father, we are so very, very grateful. It's a type of the marriage, that cup of that covenant. Amen. The cup of my blood. Amen. That we are the beautiful oneness of the invisible union of the heavenly bridegroom and earthly bride. Father, we thank you for the truths that you have opened up to us in this day. And help us, oh God, just to walk right in them, nothing fearing, nothing doubting, for your glory and honor. So bless this wine and bless all who come and partake. This we pray, we ask in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Come and partake. Thank you, Lord. God in simplicity. I don't know if we can ever wrap our heads around the beauty of it, the reality of it. God himself stooping so low. And think about that, just at his disciples' feet, washing their feet. What a picture, what an example. So that's our model. Let's go.